Okay, folks, so the start of another day. And is it going to be good? Is it going to be bad? Well, it's up to you guys how you handle it. So what we're going to talk about today is, no, I do not have out the video yet in regards to this, and I'm working on it. A new federal rule to subject good credit homebuyers to higher mortgage fees. And people were having a rampage of this all over YouTube and all over the media. We're going to break it down and give you guys the facts, because there's a lot of BS out there in regards to this. And people are just getting your clicks. So if you're in this, and you're watching things for entertainment purposes only, I might not be the channel for you guys, because my goal here is to educate you guys and give you the facts behind all this information. So without further ado, let's figure out if housing is getting a little more affordable for you, and if there's any other programs that might be able to put you into a house this year, or should you even buy a house this year? So what we're going to focus in on right now is what's going on with mortgage rates. But the headlines for today are this, and people's heads are going to be blowing up on this one. Home prices rose in February. Rose? Breaking a 7-month streak of declines. Well, let's focus in on that real quick. Here's the chart of what's going on with home prices. Let me get my head out of the way. This is the Case-Shiller Index. This goes back 10 years. You can see how home prices went up and up and up, and then all of a sudden, crash? Wait a second. It didn't crash. It just kind of leveled off and went down a little bit. Is that really true? Let's go over to here. Here's Zillow. Let's go to Zillow and figure out what the top home markets are doing. So to do that, you go to Zillow and you go to data and you scroll down here and let's see what's going on with home prices everywhere. So we got month over month. You go down through here, you can see Zillow, March of 2023. So that's now. You can go month over month or year over year. So let's just for kicks, let's go month over month and see how the market's doing. All right. What do we got here? What do we got? What do we got? Oh boy. Kansas City up 1.6, Cincinnati up 1.4, Richmond up 1.0. Well, I thought the markets were crashing. Let's go down through here and see what's crashing. Well, we got, what is it? New Orleans down 0.1. Okay. Well, I know it's not crashing month over month. How about year over year? The housing market is crashing, folks. Well, let's go through here. We got, what do we see here? These markets are up. Wait a second. What, something's got to be crashing. All right, here we go. Here we go, folks. Here's the juicy information. We got crashes down here, and San Francisco is down. I can't see that. And San Jose is down 8%. Okay, so San Francisco and San Jose are basically just crashing. Well, let's see how they're doing month after month over month. So month over month, San Jose and San Francisco. Oh, San Francisco making a turnaround. Is there San Jose in here? San Diego. I don't see San Jose. Anybody see San Jose in here? Well, I'm not going to beat a dead horse. You guys get my point. I've been saying there's not going to be a crash for the last 2 years, and I've basically been banned everywhere. People on YouTube aren't subscribing anymore. People on YouTube who had me as guests aren't having me as guests anymore because they don't like my agenda of not speaking a housing crash. I don't speak what I don't believe, folks. So I never thought there was going to be a housing crash. I knew there would be somewhat of a correction in the really hot markets, but there is no crash coming on the horizon, folks, okay? So sorry. If you're waiting on that, or maybe you're waiting on foreclosures to hit the market so you can guys can gobble up properties, well, I don't think you're going to see it here either, because here's the foreclosure charts over the last, I think, 20 years. And we're basically down here at the lowest levels that we've ever seen. So there's a lot of good news in housing. It's not with rates, but home values have stagnated. They're not crashing. They haven't crashed, and I don't expect them to crash here this year, next year, or the following years. Okay, so that's my point there. So let's get over the economic news for today to figure out what in the world's going on with the real estate markets and the other markets to figure out, are mortgage rates going up? They're going down. So what we do is we go over to our economic calendar. Is there anything in the news that really should play havoc on the markets? So today's news, we got building permits and they are down. And that's not good news. Remember what I said, folks? Supply and demand. Just think of supply and demand. We know, based on all the information we're having so far, is there's still demand for housing. Okay, but we have existing home sales that are dismal because people aren't selling their homes that they're currently in. So we need the builders to basically pick up the slack to fill in the void. Well, they're not doing so. But you can see right through here, new home sales, there's still a huge demand for housing, folks. Okay, so you can't otherwise explain these numbers why they're going up. Consumer confidence is crashing. So we're really in a conundrum right now where the Fed says inflation's too high. but the economy is really suffering right now. So what's going to happen? We're going to monitor this on a daily basis to help you guys get more informed and find information on how you can decide if, you know, we're a mortgage channel and a housing channel. So is your area a buy, a sell, or a hold? And that's what I'm trying to educate you guys, because every market's a little different. So without further ado, let's get over to where mortgage rates are right now. And they haven't opened yet, so here's where they are. But to make a final look, the MBS market right now is up 20. So that means mortgage rates are going to ease down a little bit. So where we are right now, his 6.59 is on the 30-year fix. So what is this screen that you're seeing? Well, this screen is published by Mortgage News Daily on a daily basis. You can link down to it down below in my description, or you can subscribe to my newsletter down below. You're going to get this and tons more information. But these are the top six products people use when they're getting a home or they're refinancing. So what Mortgage News Daily does on a daily basis is they survey lenders all over the country and said, if you had a first-time home buyer buying their first primary home and their credit score was 740 and they were putting 20% down, what would the rate be? Well, the rate's going to be different as of May 1st because of the adjustments coming right here. And we're going to talk about that, those in another video. But right now, here's where the rates would be on the top six products people use when they're buying or refinancing a home. So that is my report for today, guys. I won't forget, I am working on this video and I should have it out by the end of the week to inform you guys of the facts, not just clickbait. Thanks for watching, guys. Remember, if you like my videos and you find entertainment and educational values in it, all I ask you to do is give me a thumbs up, subscribe down below, and hit the bell every time I post a video. You get an alert. God bless, guys. Thanks so much for watching. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.